أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قالت يا أيها الملأ أفتوني في أمري ما كنت قاطعة أمرا حتى تشهدون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala related to us the incident when the Hudhud, the hoopoe bird, carried the message and the letter of Sulaiman alayhi salam to Bilqis, the queen of Saba. She received the letter. She called for the people of her government so that she may consult with them and inform them of this letter and the contents of the letter. She informed them that the letter has been sent to her by Sulaiman. It starts off in the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most kind. And the letter had a short and brief message. When we are sending messages, when we are sending letters, we are taught that keep it to the point. Keep it brief, keep it eloquent, keep it to the point. And that is the best way to get the message across. And for the person to understand what the demands are or what the request may be. So he kept it brief. What was the message? She read it out to them that Allah Ta'alu Alayya, Sulaiman Alayhi Salam, has written to me and he has instructed me not to rebel against him, wa atuni muslimin, and he has instructed us all to go to him as Muslims in submission. What she did next, Allah explains in ayah number 32 of Surah An-Naml. She was also an intelligent queen. We spoke about Bilqis and her background. So she called for consultation. And this shows that consultation and seeking counsel from others and making mashwara with others was an old practice and something that Islam has placed a lot of emphasis on. Before we take a decision, we make mashwara and we take counsel from others and we do not take a decision in isolation. The decision that is taken in isolation, that type of a decision is devoid of barakah and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So she said, قَالَتْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْمَلَأُ. After reading out the letter to them, she said that, O courtier, O chieftains, O members of my council and members of my court, أَفْتُونِي فِي أَمْرِي. Give me some advice. Advise me regarding this matter of mine that I have before me. What should I do? And she told them, مَا كُنْتُ قَاطِعَةً أَمْرًا. I am not a person who takes a decision absolutely. I have never taken a decision in the past, and I do not plan on taking any decision hatta tashhadun until you are all present here and you are all with me and support me regarding the decision that I have taken. So she wins over their support. According to the books of Tafsir, there were 313 of them. These people from whom she had sought counsel and whom she had consulted with were 313. And each one of them had the support of 10,000 people. So these were powerful people within her community, within her country, within that region of the land that she had governed. قالوا, what did they tell her? They assured her. قالوا نحنُ أُلُوكُ. Look, we are a powerful people. Each one of us has 10,000 persons behind him. So the call is yours. If you tell us that you are not happy with what Sulaiman is demanding from you, we are ready to fight. We are ready to sacrifice our lives for you, O Bilqis. So they said, نَحْنُ أُولُو قُوَّةٍ. We are people of strength and power. وَأُولُو بَأْسٍ شَدِيدٍ. We are tough fighters. We are people of great might. وَالْأَمْرُ إِلَيْكَ. But they said, the decision lies with you. We cannot take a decision on your part, and we cannot take the decision on your behalf. We will not march against Sulaiman unless you give us the instruction. قَالُوا, what did they say? Al-amru ilayk. The matter and the decision ultimately lies with you, O Bilqis. فَانْظُرِي مَاذَا تَأْمُرِينَ. You consider whatever decision you wish to give, whatever instruction you wish to give, we are ready and we shall comply with your demands. قَالَتْ, she said, إِنَّ الْمُلُوكَ إِذَا دَخَلُوا قَرْيَةً. This is a powerful king. This is Sulaiman. And king, when they enter into a city, when they come into a town, when they come into a certain region, أفسدوها, they corrupt it, meaning they turn it completely upside down. If Sulaiman alayhi salam marches into this city and this town of Ad, and if he is really powerful, then she says that, look, Afsaduha, they have the power to put everything into disorder. وَجَعَلُوا أَعِزَّةَ أَهْلِهَا أَذِلَّةً. And kings, when they come into a city and when they come into a land, they make the respectable and honorable people of that region into the most despised and the low people. So we are enjoying honor, we enjoy dignity, we enjoy respect. But kings have the power to change everything around and make us people who are completely despised and dishonored. وَكَذَلِكَ يَفْعَلُونَ. That is what kings do. So she did not take the decision. She was wise not to take the decision to wage a war or to fight against Sulaiman alayhi salam. She wanted to test Sulaiman. She says, let me see what is this person's true motive and agenda. If he is really a prophet of Allah, then he will not be too concerned about my land, and he will not be too concerned about my empire. He will have a greater vision, a greater plan. But if he is a king who only wants wealth and who only wants power and who only wants empire, then we can deal with him accordingly. So before taking a decision, she wanted to test the genuineness of Sulaiman, whether he is really a prophet. He has said that he has taken the name of Allah in the letter, and he has said that we should all come to him as Muslims, which means she understood that he claims to not only be a very powerful king, but he also claims to be a prophet. So what did she decide? She says, وَإِنِّي مُرْسِلَةٌ إِلَيْهِمْ بِهَدِيَّةٍ. I am going to send a gift to Sulaiman. So she prepared gifts. Mufassirin and scholars explain that she sent gold bars, hundreds of bars of gold, gold bricks. She sent precious jewels and rubies. She sent 100 male slaves and 100 female slaves. And over and above that, a host of different types of gifts she had sent. So she prepared an entire envoy, and she sent them up with all these guests, with all these gifts to whom? To Sulaiman alayhi salam, to see if he accepts these gifts and that silences him, and he doesn't plan to wage any war against us. Then we know he is just a king who is after money and he wants wealth, and that is it. So she wanted to test the true reality of the intentions of Sulaiman alayhi salam. So she said, I am going to send a gift to them, فَنَاظِرَةٌ بِمَا يَرْجِعُ الْمُرْسَلُونَ, and then I will see the envoys that we have sent and those who take the gifts, the messengers whom we send. We will see what message they bring back home. We will see what they come with back. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us.